Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. And listen, this guest needs no introduction, although I will intro him to you because he is one of my very good friends and he's been on other past shows of Cellular Healing TV. And it is Dr. Jerry Curatola. Jerry, I call you the dentist to the stars. Of course, you've been on Dr. Oz a few times and you hate that because you define yourself as a safe dentist, a biologically safe dentist, which, you know, I think you're brilliant, man. I think you're brilliant at the safe dentistry. And that's why I refer so many people to you because, dude, you saved my life and I'm going to tell my story. But look, today's topic is cavitations, right? We've done many shows on dental dangers. This show, cavitations, really, I believe, this is the hidden guy. I mean, this is really, you know, Jerry, I can tell you, you know, there's many people who aren't getting well. You know, there's this, these things that are still happening and they're just not progressing. And lo and behold, we end up finding a cavitation, you know, that's driving their autoimmune or whatever, their bad gut and all their other symptoms. So I think this is a really important show. And I'm going to tell my story because right after something happened in your office that you're all going to hear about, I said, Jerry, we're doing a show on this because, you know, if this happened to me, you know, and it's happened to so many of my patients, man, I think all of us need to be really cautious about this topic and be checked. And we're going to talk about how to get checked for cavitation. But Jerry, let me start with the obvious question. What the heck is a cavitation? Because some people have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, a cavity is a hole in a tooth. A cavitation is a term we use to essentially describe a hole in the jaw. And the hole in the jaw is very interesting. They often went undetected because many cavitations do not produce fever, swelling, or pain.
Mine didn't.
So you don't have any pain, you don't have any swelling, and you don't have any inflammation, you know, noticeable inflammation. It's really an internal, almost like a scary cave in the jaw. Yeah. What's interesting about cavitations is they were talked about by G.V. Black from the early 1900s. G.V. Black is often regarded as the father of modern dentistry. Yeah. He invented cavity preparation techniques for teeth and all this stuff. But he talked about the fact that there was this very bizarre circumstance in dentistry where a patient could have a lesion in the jaw without the absence of fever, swelling, or pain. Many years went by, and I could tell you through my orthodox dental education, we were never taught about cavity. Most dentists don't even know what a cavitation is.
I know that.
and they fail to recognize the significance of the fact that these caves can harbor some scary organisms, like spirochetes, even Lyme spirochetes, they have found in cavitations. We have now started to see and diagnose huge numbers of cavitations in the human jaw because of the advance of some sophisticated diagnostic tools. Among one of them is this 3D x-ray, which we call a cone beam.
Yeah, we're going to show that because we're going to
show your cone beam. Yeah.
What causes these, right? I mean, people are saying, okay, maybe I have one. But what causes them, and you know, and who should be thinking, hey, maybe I do have one of these?
That's a really good question. Probably 86, somewhat over 80%, I don't know if it's 84, 86% of people that have wisdom teeth extracted without biologic grafting or proper cleaning out of the socket where the wisdom tooth is, those result in the formation of cavitation. So we see a huge number around extracted wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I read somewhere 88% for wisdom teeth.
Oh, 88.
Yeah. Go up, right? I mean, you were right in the ballpark there, and it's probably an estimation, but 88%, then it's like 70 some, and that, I mean, each tooth goes forward a little bit less chance, but those wisdom teeth.
Notorious, just to answer your question, where we see them most often is wisdom teeth. And we see a lot of cavitations forming around root canal teeth, which is root canal teeth. Cavitations around root canal teeth always freak me out because there's usually some nasty bugs in there, Really nasty bugs. And there's nasty bugs around third molars, wisdom teeth as well. I have pictures of cavitations that we go into where it looks like black motor oil is coming out of there. That's just chronic necrotic material that's in there.
So, I mean, I know one of the things is some of the old techniques of, you know, pulling wisdom teeth. They didn't get rid of the ligament.
The periodontal ligaments are not
ligament, and then that creates infection. But also some of the numbing agent. I mean, explain that. Well,
right. So there's three ways, and you've already touched on two of them. There's three ways that cavitations most commonly form in third molar areas in the human jaw. One is inadequate removal of the ligaments that attach the teeth to bone. So the bone never heals properly because you have these tiny connective tissue ligaments that originally attached that wisdom tooth to the bony socket. So you really got to scrape and excavate that. And unfortunately, a lot of oral surgeons and a lot of dentists just go in and they go zip, 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 and they're out of there. That's one reason. The other reason is a constriction of blood flow. I always like to see blood flowing
right
in and around. That's like the life force of healing in the jaw. When we don't have blood flow because of vasoconstrictors, so a lot of doctors use strong vasoconstrictors in the dental anesthetic that basically strangles the blood supply and keeps the blood from flowing, bringing, you know, mesenchymal stem cells and growth factors and all these other kinds of things that are actually in your blood. So what we do, and I could go through a protocol, is we actually draw your blood in addition to using a...
Now, I want to talk about this because...
low constriction. Yeah, we use PRF, which is popular. But I just want to talk about the third way because I said the first two.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we'll talk about how to do it.
Periodontal ligaments, the vasoconstrictive action of dental anesthetics can precipitate a cavitation. And the third reason is inadequate closure of the wound site where food and debris can get in there, set up and actually create almost like a cyst in there where the bone starts to heal around it and it encapsulates this void, which is caused by improper healing.
So I want to get to how people should get checked, and I want to get to how to do this right, because what I have found in my own experience is most dentists do this incorrectly. So right. If you're going to get a tooth pulled, you know, or if you're going to get a cavitation cleared, there's a right way to do it. So we're going to get there, but let's talk about, like, okay, why are these things so dang dangerous? Because let me tell you something. I have watched people not get well, as I said at the top of the show. I have watched this kick in autoimmune, destroy people's gut, destroy their life, I'm telling you. So why, Jerry, why are these things so dangerous?
Well, you know, it's interesting in this whole mouth-body connection, you know, and I wrote the book, hold on.
Yeah.
Here's the book.
Get it. Yep.
Mouth-body connection.
Amazon, I know, you can just go
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you want to go. Please help my publishers. They gave me a big advance. I have to get them the money back. So the in this mouth-body connection, what's really fascinating is that we now know that the body is filled with energetic pathways, which we call meridians. And these meridians actually correlate. There's a tooth-organ relationship, which I never understood, even when I studying complementary medicine and looking at Chinese medicine, having identified this years ago. But, you know, there was one doctor who did a correlative study on cavitations and root canals and upper molars, first molars of women and the connection to breast cancer.
Yeah.
Right breast, you know, right upper first molar, left upper first molar. But what's interesting in the third molar areas is all intestine, the small intestine. And, you know, so many people with irritable bowel and celiac and all this stuff, you know, and they don't know where it came from and what's happening. And a lot of it, it is correlated on meridians of tooth organ from third molar regions. So abnormalities in third molar regions are linked to a host of different things, including I had a patient come in to me, had a giant cavitation around an upper first molar. And I was trying to explain to her the dangers of this. She's like, can't you just retreat the root canal? And I said, no, you need to get that out. The cavitation needs to be treated. It needs to be grafted and it needs to heal. And I said, as a matter of fact, your pancreas is connected there. And she said, oh my God, I'm going to see an endocrinologist this week. I have pancreatitis. You know, and you know, where did that come from? So, you know, I see these kinds of connections all the time that are really striking and fascinating. And to see people who have been suffering from chronic disease related to a dental infection, chronic systemic disease related to dental infections is very powerful. You know, the Charles Darwin of nutrition, a man by the name of Weston Price, was a dentist. And he postulated and spoke to the Young American Dental Association in 1913 in St. Louis and was talking about focal infections in the mouth and its relation to systemic disease. And he was laughed at. That was thought of as outlandish.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and not to mention, I mean, you said it too, that these things host so many different types of pathogens that are, I mean, constantly challenging the immune system, getting into the gut. So multiple ways it drives autoimmune. I mean, I just had a client, he went in and he got decavitated. The cavitation ran up his jaw. They found parasites as well as other nasty bacteria.
Yeah.
But all literally the eggs of parasites. I mean, this is, and of course we find Lyme disease that harvests in the jaw, constantly keeping somebody sick. We find this all the time.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, a cavitation is a cave in the jaw, and it's black, and it's moist, and it's warm, and it's a perfect place for these opportunistic organisms to hang out because there isn't a blood supply. So your body's immune system is not going to that cave because it's a void. You know, the blood runs through trabeculated bone. And so in normal, healthy bone, you'll have, you know, a circulatory system and you have an immune system that's at work. You don't have that in a cavitation.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me tell my story before we get into, you know, look, how do you do this right? I mean, how do you get these things checked right? And how do you get them cleaned out right? Because that's probably the most important part of the show. Right. But, you know, what happened with me was I was in your office. And they were doing some cleaning, and I had deep pockets. Probably, I know it was all the way back from when I had mercury in my mouth, and it destroyed, you know, my periodontal health. I mean, it did. Yeah,
exactly. But
I had some 7, 8, 9 millimeter pockets, and a pocket is just right around the tooth, you know, and it goes down there, and infection get down there. And I had a deep one back around a partly impacted wisdom tooth. You went in with your laser, which you'll explain, because I think that's one of the best ways to get these cavitations done, because the laser produces ozone as well. But anyways, you took out the wisdom tooth. You said, Dan, this thing has to go. You got infection under there. You actually broke into a cavitation with the laser. Okay, so cleared the cavitation, you took the tooth. Now, what happened a few days later was, you know, extraordinary to me, is 2-3 days later, I ended up paying up here in the upper side. You didn't touch up there, okay? I even said, Jerry, you didn't do anything up there, did you? No, well, guess what? That's where I had pain and I had inflammation. I said, Jerry, I know what happened. Those bacteria ran out of there.
They looked for the next opportunistic place to hide.
Where I said, I have a cavitation up there. 25 years ago, I had a wisdom tooth taken out of there. And by the way, they said they did it right. I was smart enough to say, make sure you get the ligament, et cetera. Still ended up with a cavitation. So anyways, you went up there with the laser and boom, you fell into a big cavitation up there. And by the way,
the laser, by the way, the water lase, which is by BioLase, you know, a lot of anyone who's listening, the water laser does such a good job because it actually, the laser creates ozonated water. So you're using ozone with the laser, and the laser has an affinity. It's a cool white light that has an affinity for disease tissue. It does three things. So it actually completely nukes pathogens.
Yeah.
It nukes disease tissue, and it stimulates the regeneration. It causes the mitochondria, mitochondrial division in the bone cells, the osteoblast. So it stimulates regeneration of bone. Yeah. So all three of those things are what's great about.
By the way, I had no pain. I mean, you said, Dan, it's because of a laser. I mean, on both of those surgeries, I had no pain. And then anyway, so we cleaned out that one. Okay. Now you said, hey, I don't like the way the tooth looks, the tooth in front of it looks. You may lose that, but let's wait and see. And we looked on the plain X-ray film and we couldn't see any more cavitation. So, okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah, cone beam. Yeah.
So, we didn't even do the cone beam yet. We just did plain film. So then I started knowing that just something at night, sometimes I'd feel like the tooth was like coming down. That was inflammation happening in the middle of the night, right? Especially if I had a little wine. And
you feed the beast.
Yeah. Anyways, I said, Jerry, something's not right with that tooth. So I go back.
Sugar.
This time, they
love that.
This time I did a cone beam. And I want you, you came back in the room and said, Dan, you were right. Look at this. So didn't see it on a plain film, but spin your thing around and show them my cone beam and explain this, because I believe Jerry believes that this is the better way, the best way today to see if you have cavitation. And Jerry,
absolutely.
A lot of docs don't know how to read these though. That's the thing too. I've learned that as well. So.
Yeah. And you know, reading, it takes training. It does take training to read a cone beam because it's a three-dimensional representation. So I'll try to flip this around.
Just pick up your laptop. Just pick
the I'm gonna pick my laptop up and turn it around. Can you see okay?
Perfect, actually.
See my finger?
Yeah. No, see, there's your finger. Yep. Okay.
Okay, so this is the upper left part of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we sunk in. This is the second molar. So this is just one slice. Mm-hmm. But you can see the lesion was all the way up to.
Wait, I lost you. Go up a little higher with the camera.
Can you see there?
Yeah, now that's better. Better.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is bring this, show it as I move it. You can see it moving?
Yeah. There it is. Okay. So the
all of this, there was no bone. No bone, no bone. All the way almost to your sinus. This is your sinus. Can you see that?
Yep.
So this is the sinus cavity. This is all cavitation.
Yeah. Move that again, huh? Move that around like you did.
I'm going to move it around again. You'll see.
Yeah. Look. Okay. So right there. Look, stop right there. Okay. You can see that tooth. You can see the root of the tooth. And then right look here. At that. There's nothing.
Half of the tooth was in solid bone. The other half was floating in a cavitation.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's incredible.
Show you an actual look 3D of your jaw, and here you can actually see.
Yeah. Bring it. Make it a little closer.
Can you see?
There it is. Okay. There it is.
Okay. I'm actually gonna just move this 1 second. Can you see that hole?
Yeah. Yep. Totally. There's the tooth, guys. Right there. And then you can see the hole.
You had a wisdom tooth here.
Yes. So it started.
Now, all of this, what everyone should know is that all of this is covered by gum tissue.
Can't see it.
And so you really can't see it. You can feel around, but you really can't see it. I actually brought up my PowerPoint to show how we treat that and what it looks like.
And let me say this too. Jerry pulled out, I wish I had taken a picture. He pulled out three cysts, literally, cysts, held them up to me of infection. And Jerry just kept saying, Dan, I can't believe you're not more sick. But let me tell you what happened, guys. I ended up, after he cleared that cavitation, the one right that was connected to that one that we just did.
I want to show a picture of what the cyst on the end of the root looks like.
Yeah. So anyways, what is that me?
No, that's not you. That's not full disclosure. That's not you.
Well, anyways,
but this is a cyst around an extracted bicuspid I did.
Yeah.
So I had ugly mess.
So one of the things that manifested from this, oddly enough, is after we did the first cavitation, or I should say the second, the one right before the one he just showed you, I ended up with stiff neck pain that I never had before. And I'm telling you, you know, 2 days or even the day after I got this cavitation fixed, my neck pain, 90 to 95% of it went away, Jerry. Yeah. You know, I mean, just that quickly. Those bacteria were manifesting into my dura and literally made their way. And I was getting headaches for the first time. And it was because this cavitation got so bad. I was getting headaches.
And the interesting thing is the bacteria that harbor in these areas tend to be anaerobes that love to hide. They're nasty bacteria that have a high pathogenic expression. So, and they go all over the place. They really travel.
I had a biome test done and the woman had no idea that I had a cavitation done. This was actually after the first one. She said, you know, you have 4 bacteria that are nasty pathogens that are, they're unique to their oral bacteria. And I said, well, let me just tell you what just happened. You know, I got these cavitations. So those bacteria were in my gut. And I wasn't going to get rid of them. I mean, they had harvest. So,
That's very, very typical. Yeah. That's why, you know, I mean, gum disease and dental disease, oral disease is linked to everything from Alzheimer's to colorectal cancer.
Yeah.
And they find the actual pathogens in the plaques and arteries around the heart, Porphyromonas gingivalis, bacteria, which is from the mouth. Are in the plaques of arteries around your heart. I just want to show another cavitation because this is a great topic. Mm-hmm. This is a great topic and you have a big personal connection as well to it. But it is probably one of the most important areas to be diagnosed and treated. I'm doing a very big cavitation surgery a few hours from now. But I'm going to show you what another picture here. This is normal bone. Can you see that?
Uh-huh.
That's a cavitation in the bone.
Yep. That's what it looked like in mine, for sure.
It looks like black motor oil in there.
Yeah. And again, the other thing
that happens is sometimes people get something called, they get misdiagnosis, that they get misdiagnosed with, they call it trigeminal neuralgia. Mm-hmm. And actually it could be a cavitation strangling the nerve. Mm. And it's called neuralgia-induced cavitational osteonecrosis, NICO.
Yeah.
But what often happens here is a perfectly healthy tooth gets pulled because the patient is saying, it's killing me here. It's killing me here. Mm-hmm. And the dentist can't see anything. He pulls a perfectly good tooth. And then another perfectly good tooth.
And I want to make that clear that, remember, that huge cavitation you just saw on that cone beam 3D x-ray, we did not see on my plain film.
Does not show on conventional dental x-rays. That's correct. And that's why cone beam has become the gold standard for diagnosing these things. We used to have a device and checking it energetically, but there's too much potential for misdiagnosis with that, I believe.
Yeah.
And I find that cone beam makes it real clear, like your cone beam.
Yeah.
So, for example, your cone beam, I have every section. I can even see it.
Yeah, I was telling you, look at the rest of my jaw. Remember, I'm like, look at it. Make sure I don't have another one. You know,
because
I had two cavities.
This is this tooth. Oops, hold on. This tooth is in another cross section, sagittally. Sagittally, mm-hmm. Can you see that?
Yeah, totally.
We could see it in here, here, here.
Yeah.
And even here, these are all three-dimensional representations of your cavitation.
Yeah.
Three-dimensional from many different angles.
And they did my upper and lower jaw because, you know, that's what you want to check.
Yeah, I mean, have your lower too.
Because I had a root canal taken out. So I was worried that, hey, make sure that, you know, any tooth, folks, that you've had pulled, you need to get that look, that area looked at. You know, whether it's a, you know, a root canal, whether it's an ex-molar, third molar in the case of the wisdom teeth, you need to get those areas checked. And by the way, I had no pain in either one of those sites, by the way, and I had them for years. I had that cavitation up there for,
I'm going to show a little bit in the remaining time, just a little bit of PRF. We'll talk about it.
Okay, let's
move. I want to just show the laser first.
How do we do it right, Jerry?
How do you do it right? Can you read that or can you see that?
Yeah, I can read it. Protocol for cavitation surgery.
So this is the water lase laser. That's using it in the mouth, removing diseased, soft and hard tissue, disinfect the entire area with ozone water, stimulate bone regeneration. This is why I love this machine. After that, we will actually go in.
Ozone, a lot of people get ozone injections. You don't like that too far in, you know, past because it can kill the microbiome that's in
right. That's exactly right. A lot of people, you know, a lot of biologic dentists are very, very ozone happy. Now, I believe ozone has its application in dental infections. I don't think ozone therapy should be done generally in the mouth because what we know right now is the bacteria in our mouth keep us alive. We want to keep it happy. We want to keep the microbiome happy. What I like to say, make peace with our microbes. That's why I invented Revitin, which rebalances the natural ecology of the mouth. Doesn't nuke everything. There's a lot of coconut oil pulling, charcoal. There's all kinds of gimmicks out there. I love coconut oil, don't get me wrong, but oil pulling is a detergent action which works on an unhealthy microbiome. But the objective here is not to use that detergent every day, but to promote a balanced microbiome in the mouth.
Right.
So, but anyway, I'm going to go back and show you this.
Yeah, go through the steps of what
This is a cavitation.
Oof.
And a front tooth. This was a guy who fell, had a sports accident. The dentist did a root canal. The root canal failed, and he ended up with a giant cavitation. And most root canals fail, by the way. Yeah. We're learning a lot that root canals were not all what they were. We thought they were cracked up to be 30 years ago. But anyway, so the second protocol here is the grafting with APRF and IPRF, which stands for platelet-rich fibrin. We actually take your blood, and I'll show you another slide.
It's basically what PRP is, folks. They're spinning your blood down and taking those, you know.
This is your blood gets separated. And we end up with this platelet-rich fibrin right here, which looks like these jellies here. And then what we can do with that is we mix it up with some of your bone and we pack it in there, close that up. And that PRF is one of my favorite biologic grafting materials ever discovered. I mean, the idea of using your own body's blood to get that platelet-rich fibrin, which is rich in mesenchymal stem cells, rich in growth factors, immune factors, the healing is so much smoother using PRF.
Let me tell you something. I think it's the game changer because, you know, before... occurrence of another cavitation is really, really high. And that's why people were doing all this ozone constantly after even the cavitation was done. And yet people would end up with another cavitation. This changes the game. I've done a lot of research on this. And I'll tell you, putting the graphene acts like a scaffolding. And then that PRP just goes right around there and creates all that new growth like that. So you end up-
You had no swelling. You had no swelling, no pain.
No pain, no swelling, no pain. And it had healed so quickly, Jerry. And it was PRF is what they call it in that world. But
Correct. Now PRF is platelet-rich fibrin. There's also PRP, platelet-rich plasma. But there's plasma and fibrin. This fibrin works perfectly for cavitation surgery.
Right. Yeah, and it really does. So That was done, and then you know you stitched it over. So the laser created the ozone while you were doing it to make sure all the infection was gone. You put the scaffolding in, if you will, the graft, and then you put the PRF around it. And that, I mean, that was pretty much it. I mean, honestly, I went out of there, I had no pain.
The patients heal remarkably well, really, really well. And it's amazing. I just had a patient from Croatia, of all places, and I think she heard you.
Oh, no, she's actually a client.
She's a client. She's
I sent her to you.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful person. And she had several cavitations. She acted on it. She feels great, and she's on her way back.
Yeah, I know. I sent her to you. I said, look, you're going to, you know, our family is there in New York. And by the way, Jerry, give your information, please, because I guarantee people, you know, are watching this.
Yeah, well, you can reach me at Rejuve Dentist, Rejuvedentist. You can email the office. Rubina is at the front desk, admin@rejuvedentist. And you could go online to rejuvedentist.com and actually check out Revitin.
Yeah, I should swap my tube. I use it every day. Yeah, you guys, you know, we did a past show on this, so go back and you can, you know, search all my dental shows, but we did it on the oral microbiome where we talked more about this bacteria and how you can't fix this bacteria without fixing this.
Right.
You know, literally 85% of disease, folks, starts here. These hidden infections, I'm telling you, cavitation, root canals, you know, these things affect people. And
mercury.
Mercury. All of it disrupts the oral microbiome, which affects your immune system, how your brain works. I mean, you know, everything. So, well, that, you know, that's the right way. Jerry, I'm telling you, I have, even in the biological dentists, most of them still are not doing cavitations correctly. They're just going in there and clearing it out, sending people on their way.
Now, you mentioned ozone injections. You know, ozone injection doesn't do anything other than kill what's there. And then it's like using Raid, you know, it's like using Raid on the cockroaches. They'll leave for a while, but then they come back.
Yeah.
You really have to heal the lesion.
Right.
The lesion.
And I know some people will, you know, they'll get injections into areas where they suspect they have a cavitation. They'll get ozone injections and they feel better. Things change, but it's temporary.
Correct.
You go up there and remove, you know, that. Yeah, exactly.
You got to really get to the root cause and not just treat, you know, the symptoms of a cavitation.
Yeah. So there's a machine, or, you know, people were using these things called Cavitats for a while, and I know I'll get a question on it, so let's just address it. I think they were okay. It's more of an ultrasound. I think the FDA kind of slammed the door on that a little bit, but what is a Cavitat, and are they still using them?
No, they've kind of, that way I was mentioning that before, they are not as effective. Mm-hmm. Cone beam is the gold standard.
Yeah. And then what about thermography? Some people do see
like
things.
Thermography.
Yeah,
because I think thermography is a great guide. Yeah. I'm getting one. I think thermography is an exciting technology. I've actually seen thermographic tracks from cavitations in the jaw down and down. Actually, too, I have one, a patient from Russia, where it came from the jaw right to the breast.
I've seen
breast cancer.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. Matter of fact, I was telling people before the cone beam, you know, hey, thermography, just get, you know, see if you can get that done. Listen, we're going to be discussing this. I know a lot of doctors watch this show, and of all types, you know, dentists, naturopathic doctors, chiros, MDs. We're doing a whole dental danger presentation. Yep. You're doing another microbiome presentation on Sunday. So that is in Boca. That's April, I think it's 14, 15, and 16, the middle of April. I really should check my calendar.
It's a great program.
Go to a great program,
a lot of good information. And definitely I'm going to get into more depth on different types of cavitation surgeries and show befores and afters. And in addition to the fact of the whole new science of the oral microbiome, which most people don't really understand.
Yeah.
A lot of natural products. I was mentioning charcoal and excuse me, the coconut oil and all this. You really have to understand how the oral microbiome works, because what we've discovered now has radically changed our understanding. A healthy oral microbiome takes oxygen from the environment and brings it to the surface of the gums. It takes ionic minerals from saliva and remineralizes your teeth. The bacteria take ionic minerals and transport it to your teeth.
Yeah.
You don't need fluoride.
When oral microbiome's not right, you know, then your teeth start start forming, you know, and again, that's a bacteria issue. But let me give for you doctors out there, it is doctor only. So, you know, public, I apologize, but this one's for doctor training only, but it's hcfevents.com, hcfevents.com. And I think we still have some specials, but that's in Boca Raton, Florida, mid-April, like 14, 15, 16. I believe it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, but Jerry, we're going to, it's going to be
your golf clubs. Bring your golf clubs.
Yeah. But no, listen, there's going to be, we have some great, Jerry, do you know who, we have just an amazing lineup of speakers, but Andy Wakefield, he was in the movie Vaxxed.
Wakefield, that's great.
Yeah, you're going to hear some new amazing research on vaccines. And, you know, I'm doing a talk. We actually also have another gentleman there. He's talking about the cell membrane. I did two shows on the dangers of fish oil. And if y'all haven't watched those yet, watch them. But he is going to be there at the seminar too, Jerry. You're going to love him. I mean, the science is going to be, it's shocking to people. But, well, Jerry, listen, man, this is a big topic. You know, I mean, honestly, when we talk about, you know, why people are sick, we always dig into the mouth. And I'll tell you what, these cavitations, you know, they are an absolute hidden cause of why people are sick. So get your mouth checked, man. Jerry, I send you a lot of people. Hey, when you go to Jerry, tell him you saw this show. So Jerry, we can make sure you
get Jerry. Get a free tube of Robitin.
That's what we're going to do. That's it. Okay.
Enjoy a glass of wine on the house.
Mention the show. Robina is going to give you a tube of Revitin. There you go. So I'm holding you to that now.
You got the Revitin.
I like that. Dan,
thank you, Dan, for doing this. And the program is great. And this is a topic in biologic dentistry that's very misunderstood, misdiagnosed, and mistreated.
No doubt. That's why I want to bring awareness to it. And I always say it's pain to purpose is my life, man. I have to, you know, I have to go through everything. Dang it.
It's like the guy on the hair club, you know, he's not just the head of the hair club. He's also a customer.
Oh man. I love you, Jerry. All right. Listen, we'll see you at the seminar. I'll see you before that. Call me.
I will.
Clearly, and I are coming. All right. We love to do our personal.
All right. I love you, buddy.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Share this show with people, man. This is a life changer. Thanks, Jerry.
Definitely.
Bye-bye.
All right, pal. See you.